Life after life.
Jan and his friends sat by the ocean, mesmerized by the enormous waves crashing. The ocean was a gigantic living being that sensed all its inhabitants and even greeted Jan and his friends, who contemplated its magnificence. It was alive, just like everything around them. The clouds, the wind, the light, everything was filled with life, unnoticed by people on Earth, who are limited by narrow perceptions of the world. Suddenly, they heard a noise behind them. Turning around, they saw a new tree appearing in the clearing. They realized it had moved here from another forest. It started to communicate cheerfully with the other trees growing there, and they swayed slightly, welcoming the new inhabitant. Unlike on Earth, here, trees and other plants could move at their own will. On Earth, only the soul of the tree can move, and its body remains in place. Suddenly, Layla appeared next to the friends. She looked excited.
Where are you coming from?
I was just in an amazing place where life unfolds differently than in ours. Can you imagine? After all, we modeled our world after Earth, and there is nothing similar to what we have here.
Let's go and see.
And they, immediately tuning into Layla, were transported to where she came from. In the absolutely pitch-black infinite space, golden bright dots shimmered, around which three-dimensional, colorful patterns appeared in different angles, resembling fireworks. They flowed and shimmered like a kaleidoscope, changing colors, shapes, and depths in space. At the same time, there was an amazing sound, floating and changing tones. It consisted of multiple tones, sounds, melodies, something resembling bells and drums. All these glowing dots created this sound. It was a way for them to communicate collectively, each point weaving its own tone and sound into the overall harmony. In space, this sound resembled a crawling serpent made of colorful gemstones, each radiating a beam of light into space. The sight was mesmerizing. The glowing dots were living beings, and they noticed the arrival of guests in their world. Immediately, whimsical faces emerged from the dots, gazing at the newcomers. One of them approached.
"I'm El. I welcome you to our world."
Others also greeted him.
"How fascinating. So, you also have faces, just like us. I thought there was nothing similar to us here."
"We created these faces only for communicating with you, to make it easier for you to perceive us. For us, our faces are the ornaments you saw. They reflect our individuality."
"What an unusual world you have."
"God created an infinite number of such worlds in the subtle level, where one is entirely unlike the other. But their main difference lies in the levels. One closer to God, more intelligent, refined, and blissful. Others are more distant, with more darkness. As for the physical world you were in, it is the coarsest and farthest from God, where everything is opposite to the higher worlds. Instead of omniscience, ignorance. Instead of bliss, suffering. Instead of unity, separation. I was once there. And it seemed to me like I had entered hell. But even that must exist for the diversity of the absolute. The structure of the universe reflects the ancient symbol, the Star of David. The triangle pointing up signifies the physical world, where everything is structured like this pyramid, its base representing what prevails in this world. Suffering. Diseases. Ignorance. The dull mechanical existence of machine-like humans. The closer to the top, the rarer and less numerous the phenomena become. The apex represents wisdom, love, grace, wealth, power, fame, happiness. Qualities that are scarce in this world and possessed by a very limited number of people. In contrast, the triangle pointing downward signifies the divine world. The bottom vertex of the triangle denotes the physical world with its laws, which is very small and akin to a point in God's creation. Above it are subtle levels, numerous and vast compared to the physical world. The more there is of the subtle levels, closer it is to God, indicated by the upper plane of the triangle. The more immense it is, and the more wisdom, happiness, bliss, love, harmony it contains. One must not forget this, and strive for higher levels where true happiness is possible, rather than getting entrenched here on earth in physical worlds.
Here the friends witnessed a strange phenomenon. Across the world of glowing dots, a mushroom with a face on its cap came flying, carrying a person in its root, like a hawk carries its prey. The person resembled a sleepwalker, staring at everything with mad eyes and spreading his arms like an airplane.
What is this?
Immediately, the friends understood what it was, a drug addict being carried across different worlds by the spirit of psychotropic mushrooms.
Are dreams and hallucinogenic plants the only way for Earthlings to travel through the subtle level?
No. You also have shaman. If a person is not a shaman, their journey is unpredictable. It's unknown what they will dream, where the plant will take them, whether to heaven or hell. Because to travel through the subtle level, one must disable logical perception, which aids in societal interactions, but simultaneously acts as shackles, restricting a person from seeing beyond the model of the world instilled in them during upbringing. A shaman, however, tune themselves beforehand to what they want to see and hold their intention during the trance. Then the spirits carry them where it is needed. An ordinary person cannot concentrate on their task, create the right mindset. Therefore, anything can happen to them. They may want to fly and jump out of a window, thinking they are a bird.
Jan remembered his experience when he visited Amsterdam and chuckled. The friends and the dots also saw what he recalled. He and a friend arrived at Amsterdam Airport and were surprised to see a crowd of lost individuals clearly under the influence of drugs. One approached them and asked how to get the check-in. Jan explained, but as if forgetting everything, he kept asking the same question. This happened 3 times. Eventually, Jan asked him, "Where's your ticket and passport?" He couldn't answer. Jan saw the edge of the ticket in his chest pocket, along with his passport. They had to escort him to check-in and handle everything for him. The staff was already accustomed to such situations, and no one found it surprising. Then they went to look for mushrooms and saw that the police were smoking a joint. They approached them. Jan's friends knew the language and asked where to buy drugs. The policeman started explaining. At that moment, a car with superior officers approached. Trying not to show that they were as stoned as they could, the cops stood on the hood. From the window emerged the insane face of the chief, who seemed to be under something heavy, like LSD, and uttered a series of incoherent sounds. After that, the chief drove away. Jan and his friends barely restrained themselves from laughing at the absurdity of the scene. But after eating mushrooms, they found themselves in a similar situation. They didn't understand where they were or why, aimlessly wandering through the city and experiencing hallucinations. The city and the people seemed made of plastic. Everything flowed and shimmered in different colors. Everything seemed alive. The world became a unified whole, and they talked to trees and houses. The body seemed like a bundle of energy and thoughts, like clouds, entered and left the mind. Suddenly, he felt that he was not really Jan, but God, observing the life of a strange creature called Jan. Somehow, by morning, they snapped out of this state and decided not to eat mushrooms until they boarded the plane, or they might not be able to leave. It's unclear how they got out of the plane.
Do you know where we need to go?
He said yes, and they got into a taxi. When asked where to go, the friend answered, to John. Jan struggled to recall the name of the neighborhood where he lived, but managed to name it. Jan didn't know how he paid the taxi driver, because he didn't understand what money was. Jan pulled something out of his wallet and gave it to pay. In their micro-district, Jan and his friend got lost because they didn't recognize anything, and only when the mushrooms began to wear off could they understand where they were and reach the house, which was very close. Wandering through the familiar area, they couldn't recognize it. Jan felt like he had entered some mysterious world inhabited by whimsical creatures, and the highway seemed like a river where colorful fish were swimming.
Yes. This can't lead to anything good. Ancients on your earth consider hallucinogenic plants sacred and consume them on special days with the ritual led by priests. This ritual promoted the right mindset, and then the spirit of the plant helped gain necessary knowledge, solve important problems, and unlock superpowers. And a shaman does this even without it, entering a trance where spirits help to reach the desired world and accomplish an important task.
Having admired the amazing world of glowing dots and interacted with its inhabitants, the friends returned home.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.